Grandpa, I feel sorry for Jacob.
Why, Sandy?
Well, after wrestling with the angel, Jacob walked with a limp for the rest of his life.
Well, that wasn't a sign of defeat. It was a mark of victory. Remember, Jacob told the angel, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." "What is your name?" the angel asked him. "Deceiver," Jacob admitted, you know, cheater. When Jacob confessed his sins, God forgave him. The angel said, "Your name shall not be Jacob anymore. Your new name is Israel, or a prince of God. For as a prince, you have power with God and man."
Wow, Jacob had been such a cheater all his life.
Well, not after that wrestling match. From that time on, Jacob let God have control of his life. Some people look almost impossible, but God knows their hearts. He knows the ones who are really seeking him. Now let me tell you about a boy that everyone almost gave up on. It happened in a town in Scotland years ago. A young lady wanted to teach Sunday school. She went to the superintendent. Well, he says, "I have a class of boys. They're very poor, of course." So the superintendent offered to give each one of the boys a new suit of clothes to wear to Sunday school. Well, the worst boy in the class was Bob. He took his new suit and came for two or three Sundays and then stopped coming. So the teacher went to find him, and his suit was all torn and dirty. Well, the kind superintendent gave Bob another new suit, and Bob went for a few more weeks, and then the same thing happened. Well, the teacher went to the superintendent.
"I'm completely discouraged about Bob. I guess I'll have to give him up."
"Oh, don't do that," he answered. "I hope there is something good in Bob. Try him one more time. I'll give him a third suit if he will promise to attend regularly." Well, Bob did promise. He was given his third new suit. He attended Sunday school regularly after that, and he received the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And later, that ragged runaway boy became Robert Morrison, a great missionary to China who translated the Bible into the Chinese language.
The Bible says nothing is impossible with God. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved.
If you need a Savior, pray with me. "Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Be my Savior and Lord. Amen."